I'll be speaking to Dion Joubert, who is the Citrus Growers Association special envoy to the EU for market access. A few weeks ago, we spoke to you about how a shift or a change in European Union import restrictions or regulations was putting a large batch of citrus exports that were sitting in EU ports at risk. It looks as though we may have averted crisis. Dion Joubert, welcome back to Breakfast with Refuda. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on the show. No, I'm fine. Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Excellent. Okay, so EU laws had previously required South African farmers to have kept the fruit that we actually exported to them at 2 degrees Celsius lower for 25 days. And that came into effect as the fruit was landing in the EU. What has changed now?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. So no one disputes the fact that anybody can have import your rules regarding fruit and fruit safety. That's 100%. The EU, and this unfortunately, we had an existing rule which worked very well, and South Africa had a very good track record, probably the best of all the importing countries on this. And then there came this, as you said, one-sided rule on 21st of June, and they wanted enforcement on the 24th of June. And that sequence just created a problem that fruit that was really on the way and that was legally, call it certified, now actually had redundant or unaccessible documents. And that created this impasse that you spoke about on the EU borders. So we've dealt with most of that now, in the sense that the delays were about 3 weeks. So there's a huge cost and a opportunity loss and that stuff, but the fruit itself starting to move through. I think we've got 350 of the 1,000 or the 900 we have on the list at the moment are cleared already. The rest we're working very hard to clear now, and the balance that comes another 300-400 that still have to land will be cleared in the same way. A little bit sort of, you know, behind the ball or behind the curve, but at least we got the impasse out of the way, and we've got to starting to clear the fruit.
And the fruit that was there is still in good nick. If it came into effect in late June, are we still in a good position for the people that we're supplying?
Look, if you ask any farmer, they'll tell you the moment you pick a fruit, it's starting to die, so you want to get into the consumer as quick as possible. But the point is, I think, you know, hard citrus or oranges have a little bit of more of a longer shelf life. So I think we're going to clear this with too much quality issues. I think the only problem is that, you know, these things are programmed so far in advance that, and consumer behavior are very much, geared towards what arrives. So we're going to miss a few hits or a few programs and problems, and there will be some opportunity loss, as I said. But the biggest problem was, I think, was the initial scare of the 1,300 that could be destroyed or not get into the EU. And the second one was the fact that we'd have a unfortunate massive freight bill now for renting these containers standing around in Europe,
right?
You know, idle and have to be plugged in and looked after for the period, which is unfortunate.
I mean, it was an eye-watering amount. 1,300 containers was just over R500 million.
You're right. That was eye-watering indeed. Yeah. We still going to slip about 200. I think we're going to be near to 200 million in terms of opportunity lost. But, you know, as I said, you know, if you look at the averting the initial disaster, very glad we got that out of the way. And hopefully now when we go to the, as you know, the challenge or the pending challenge between South Africa and the EU, which the Minister of Trade and Industry brought about. So we've got a case at WTO. Hopefully we can get this legislation out of the way permanently and not sit with it next year again.
Dion, just going forward, I mean, quite apart from what you rightly say is South Africa's excellent track record in terms of, the quality of care, storage, as well as the fruit itself. The key that had come into place that triggered this law was a fear around a false codling moth that's native to sub-Saharan Africa. Have those concerns gone away? Is that what's being negotiated to be removed?
Well, I think the point is that if you want to deal with false calling what as a pest, which is rightfully no problem there, you need to have some data or stats as an importing country that this is creating a risk or posing a risk. In the case of South Africa, our consignments for the last 3 years have been 99.99% totally free and clean. And there's other countries which have, you know, huge problems with us. So if you want to be horizontal, as they talk in trade terms, you need to address it across the board. They did not. They only targeted citrus. And that was very much a political thing. And as we understand it, the Spanish have an election later in the year, and there was a lot of, you know, war talk and stuff and about South Africa posing a risk, which is not true. And unfortunately, I got into a muddle with politics, which always happens. So hopefully, and look, I don't think South Africa poses any threat. There's never been any establishment of false guarding over the last 100 years. So I think we are living an experiment of excellent quality, and the consumers see it that way. They eat a huge amount of our citrus for good, very good for all of us, growers, you know, labor, the rural areas which depend on this. I think there's 1.4 million people in the rural areas that depend on citrus for a life, and it's doing so well at the moment. So it's a diamond. We just need to polish it every now and then.
For sure. Dion, I have to tell you, in the times I lived in London, there was nothing better than standing in a Sainsbury and holding a fruit in my hand that said South Africa, product of South Africa, because then I was guaranteed that it was good stuff. Thanks a lot, Dion.
It's a great fruit. It's a great fruit, and it's wonderful. And anyway you can talk about, you know, mandarins and lemons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's doing so well, and people just take it. And the COVID period was a very fortunate period for all of us. I mean, it creates a massive demand, and the fruit is excellent. It tastes just great, so... Glad we have you as a supporter.
For sure. Dion Joubert, Citrus Growers Association Special Envoy to the EU for Market Access. I'm sure all of you listening to us from the citrus areas are much relieved.